They are demanding a fresh election under a new electoral law and the Independent National Electoral Commission, knowing that we will have the law of how this National Electoral Commission would oversee the local government elections, which was not the case. How soon, really, that will be in the discussions? We are going to start discussions with all those people who are working for the democracy of our party, and we will see how it goes. But this can be done.
How realistic are these demands?
For us, we see this as a realistic demand, doable demand, keeping in mind that these things were already in pipeline. They were just disrupted by the ruling party to let the Ministry of Prime Minister's Office, Regional Administration, Local Government to take over these elections. But sincerely, we believe the National Electoral Commission would have done a better job than what we are seeing now.
You said the election was marred by irregularities. What evidence do you have?
We have evidence for these irregularities. For example, in Kigoma Municipality, a police inspector was apprehended by the citizens while attempting to stuff hundreds of fake ballots into the ballot box, causing public outrage. We had evidence of our leaders, members who were brutally beaten by the police in several areas, Tunduru, Lindi, Mchinga, Muleba, Kigoma Urban. More than 60 of our members were detained while attempting to curb the irregularities during the voting process on the 27th. We, as a party, are continuing to collect the evidence, the activities which took place during the voting day, and we are going to document these, and we will give out the report of what transpired in different areas of the country. I would say these elections were the most shambolic elections we have ever had in the country. Our party polling agents were expelled from the polling stations. Some polling stations were opened very late. Some polling stations, when the party agents went in, they found that the ballot boxes were already stuffed with ballots.
Did you bring all these discrepancies to the attention of the Electoral Commission?
We brought these all irregularities to the attention of the presiding officers, administration who were administering the elections.